calling the Metropolitan Police 101 service. If you wish to report a crime that is happening now, or someone is injured and in need of urgent medical attention, in immediate danger, please hang up and dial 999 now. You can report a non-emergency crime via our website at www.met.police.uk. That's met.police.uk. For custody-related inquiries, please press... Please report all non-emergency crimes via...
There will be a significant wait to speak to an operator as we are busy dealing with emergencies. If you are reporting antisocial behaviour, please stay on the line. If you are calling to report a crime or a road traffic incident, you may find it quicker and more convenient to use our website. Simply go to www.met.police.uk.
Oxford, Creaser Rose Dick, Oxford, Oxfordshire, OX2, with Rosemary J. Prentice, 2002 to 2003.
There will be a significant wait to speak to an operator as we are busy.
That's why my brother's being sent to Oxford, because of Creaser.
If you are reporting antisocial behaviour, please stay on the line. If you are calling to report a crime or a road traffic incident, you may find it quicker and more convenient to use our website.
She's done exactly the same thing to my brother. With Rosemary J. Prentice.
Reporting antisocial behavior. are calling to report a crime or a road traffic incident, you may find it quicker and more convenient to use our website. Simply go to www.met.police.uk.
She lived in Oxford with Rosemary J. Prentice and Ruth Brooker and Elmer R. Brooker, and that's where they've kidnapped my brother to Oxford. Back to 6 minutes already and they won't pick up the phone.
There will be a significant wait to speak to an operator as we are busy dealing with emergencies. If you are reporting antisocial behaviour, please stay on the line. If you are calling to report a crime or a road traffic incident, you may find it quicker and more convenient to use our website. Simply go to www.met.police.uk.
It was 18 minutes last time, so okay, it's 7:40 now.
There will be a significant wait to speak to an operator as we are busy dealing with emergencies. If you are reporting antisocial behaviour, please stay on the line. If you are calling to report a crime or a road traffic incident, you may find it quicker and more convenient to use our website.
It does the same 10 minutes this time. They ain't going to pick up the phone because they know what they're doing to me and to my brother. Stop banging at me. Why are you going to bang at me? Get away from my left.
Thank you.
And you're like, Chrissy DeRose Dick 192. And you bring up her address and you find the company that she's invested in the area to protect herself with a 1.2 net mil to keep the people around her sort of happy. Okay, I knew straight away that I found her. And she took my brother to the court there to kidnap him because they all think that they
there will be a significant wait to speak to an operator as we are busy dealing with
emergencies.
If you are reporting antisocial behaviour, please stay on the line. If you are calling to report a crime or a road traffic incident, you may find it quicker and more convenient to use our website. Simply go to www.met.police.uk.
I won't pick up the phone again. We're at 11 minutes now. 18 minutes it cut off last time, so we've got another 7 minutes. And you see if that's the end of that call center. Let's see how many of these we can get. 18 minutes, if that stops at 18 minutes out of them. Logic, is it not? It's calls at the homes, it was 15,000 calls a day. It's a Tuesday, there's nothing major going on. The news is dead, everything is quiet. Yeah, the only thing that is, I've turned my website on live and now they're concerned for what they've done. That's the only thing that's changed lately. I've turned the website on live.
There will be a significant wait to speak to an operator as we are busy dealing with emergencies. If you are reporting antisocial behaviour, please stay on the line. If you are calling to report a crime or a road traffic incident, you may find it quicker and more convenient to use our website. Simply go to www.met.police.uk.
Procedures company, she's got in the area, called again. What's the company called? I've set it up a second ago. Where's my history? It's Oxford Homes, people. So there's three companies, isn't there? Let me put that over there. Homeless Oxfordshire Limited. Homeless Oxfordshire Limited, and that's one of the little investments she's got going on in the area. She's got a load of directors underneath it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So she's messaged these from the local area. She's got different people. They're all just networking. It's like it's a circle of like. She's just trying to hold
there will be a significant wait to speak to an operator as we are busy dealing with emergencies. If you are reporting antisocial behaviour, please stay on the line. If you are calling to report a crime or a road traffic incident, you may find it quicker and more convenient to use our website.
using...
Simply go to
www.met.me.uk. To provide safe emergency accommodation to help homeless people to move onto more appropriate accommodation and a more independent and stable lifestyle, to fight homelessness, raise awareness and promote social inclusion and reflect. And she's got like how much she got sitting in the bank account. And boy, how many homeless people are out there going hungry tonight? Their company's not working hard enough the right ways. Well, they must have solved homelessness. She's got all this and then she's gone and done that. This happened to me. Because I was helping real homeless people and living life with them and experiencing their way of life. She's having a bubble bath, isn't she? How many minutes are we at now? I want my brother back. We're at 16:12.
There will be a significant wait to speak to an operator as we are busy dealing with emergencies. If you are reporting antisocial behaviour, please stay on the line. If you are calling to report a crime or a road traffic incident, you may find it quicker and more convenient to use our website. Simply go to www.met.police.uk.
She's got 6k sitting in the bank. The company's looking at about 1.2 mil. She's having a laugh, isn't she? That's not to help homeless people. That's just so that she's putting money in people's pockets in her area to protect her. I want to go and check that company and see what sort of proper work it's doing. On the front face of it, it's just going to look like the standard companies that says it makes the world sound all pretty and everything's all sold. No, I'm gonna go and check it and do my homework.
There will be a significant wait to speak to an operator as we are busy dealing with emergencies. If you are reporting antisocial behaviour, please stay on the line. If you are calling to report a crime or a road traffic incident, you may find it quicker and more convenient to use our website. Simply go to www.met.police.uk.
We've gone over the 18 minutes this time. I don't think that's the overcruising area. That's upsetting. It means it's hard to... I was thinking that this is how it should be. It should ring out. They keep saying that a significant wait. It's really good. Someone must have intentionally done it. It sounded spooky like it as well. what, 21 minutes and 8 seconds this time. Refused to pick up to me. Help me send an email to an officer, please. To Creasa Rose Dick, please.
Cassandra Dick?
Yes, that's Cassandra Dick.
Okay, the commissioner, yeah?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, you actually need to go on the internet.
Okay.
Type in...
Okay.
...the, obviously, the Met Commissioner email address, and it'll come up with the address that you need to do.
What, to you, did the Met Commissioner's email herself?
It's not, you don't get an email to her, no. It goes to her secretary.
To her secretary. Can I get this straight, yeah? She lives in Oxfordshire, is that correct, yeah? And she's running a company called Homeless Oxfordshire Limited in her area. And she's just kidnapped my brother as well. And she's had my brother transferred to Oxfordshire. They've had two withdrawal statements put in. And now they're saying that they're going to go for a trial just on hearsay. And the person was on drugs when they was taking the statement as well. They're just doing exactly the same as what they've done to me. I've got a my website's up, Horrific Corruption. It's gone live. Yeah, I'm keeping it up now. Yeah, you can go along and see all the police officers' names and a load of your names and other people that I've been calling who've been telling me I've been robbed down the phone. And you can also click on the second ASBO folder, and you can see, if you click on the second ASBO folder in that thing, you can see that on the scroll down, you can see in the red writing that there was no witnesses or no evidence, no witnesses or victims in my case, and that's last from Sally Gilchrist and the judge saying that in themselves, and that yous are holding me hostage in my house and telling me that I've been robbed and there's nothing I can do about it. I'm not, well, the company you represent is, and I'm not happy for it. I would like someone to take this as an emergency situation and to treat my life with respect and dignity. I have the right to life, and I'm being left in here made to feel suicidal by the by your company and by what it's doing to me and the breach of my fair process. Please,
by our company. Our company is Metropolitan Police.
Yes, that is correct, madam. The Metropolitan Police has falsified a state. They all went to court, 15 of the highest...
So you want to make a complaint, yeah?
Yeah, official complaint, yeah,
You made a complaint 2 days ago.
And I was told that someone be contacting me back, and nobody is contacting me back yet in regards...
Okay, let me find out what's going on.
I've made multiple calls in regards to this. The website's up now, and the police officers are up, and a load of your call centre's workers are up. Christmas is round the corner, and I can see a lot of people losing their families and going to prison for targeted malice, which is a 12-year sentence, and malice of public office if Creasa doesn't do her job properly. I'm not happy that they've transferred my brother to a court in her area and the rest of it now, and they're doing exactly the same to my brother without no evidence and no victims. Yeah, you need first-hand evidence in this country to hold somebody. If you go to my website, you can see all the records. I'm going to upload a load more recordings and transcribes of me being called a black bastard down the phone and stuff like that by the officers. I'm going to load up a load more of it now, and I'm not happy with what's happening. I've contacted your call centre over 220 times now. That's on record, and I've got the CAD numbers for and the recordings too, most of them. And not once have you taken a statement off me. You're coming on taking my evidence.
And what's your name, sir?
Mr. Simon Paul Cordell, CORD.
W.
Yeah, D-E-L-L. Do you know who was supposed to be contacting me back exactly? What?
I'm going to try and find out.
Thank you. They've been telling me, and you can go onto Lemmy's second injunction order in that on the ASBO, yeah, on the 25th or something it says. If you go to page 258 in the last PDF book, you can see the day that I was supposedly found guilty when I wasn't found guilty in the court, yeah, which you can read from the first ASBO folder. In that you can see on page 258 of Lemmy's last index, you can see where when I left the court in 2015, Highbury Magistrate.
magistrate's court. You can see they made threats. If you attend court again and diss us, we're going to remand. And they made threats out of my bail conditions. They gave my solicitor a copy of the folder. And now I couldn't prove, when I had to go and hand collect my folders, the ASBO folders, from Josie, my solicitor, I couldn't prove whether Josie put them threats in my folder, or I couldn't prove whether Sally Gilchrist for the Metropolitan Police put them in the folder. But now, Sally said the Enfield Council never turned up once to any of the trials, the 30 different trial dates, yeah, and hearing dates for the ASBO. So I know they never collected the folder. After I've been found guilty, that folder has now been sent by Sally Gilchrist to the Enfield Council. The Enfield Council's been receiving emails asking me to protect me because my neighbours are attacking me because of this sex scandal being made in my name. Yeah, and they've had a copy of the first ASBO and they've got these threats. Now, Lemmy has emailed that to me. Sally Gilchrist never emailed it to me in the beginning, yeah, so I couldn't prove that Sally done it, or I couldn't prove that it was either Sally or Josie. Yeah, because I had to collect it from Josie. Now Lemmy, Sally emailed it or gave it to Lemmy, to the Enfield Council, and now Lemmy has emailed me that and put that in an injunction order for himself. So now Lemmy also, when Lemmy copied and pasted all of the information in that ASBO, yeah, you can go to the last one, the second of the second ASBO in the bottom on horrific corruption. You can go to the second book up from the bottom, and you can see that a statement of Matthew Idigan dated the 2nd of August 2017. Yeah, and you can see next door to page 258, you can see the first time that the Matthew Idigans went to the Civic Centre, and you can see that what claims they made. Lemmy was phoning me trying to entrap me for the 5 claims that they made about me while I was in a hospital, so I couldn't have done them. Yeah, in that handwritten letter next to page 258. Then, because I wouldn't go for the meeting, Lemmy copied and pasted it 31 times, then 5 claims, made a possession order and went to steal my flat. He's chased me for 2 years round in the courts. All you have to do is press go to the set. Then what he done is, because I hotted him up and said, you've copied and pasted all that and made that up, Lemmy, he made his first appointment with the Matthew Idigans on the 2nd of August 2017, 9 months later, and he had the pre-prepared statement for everything he put in the possession order and made the Matthew Idigans sign it, yeah, and let them, the true perpetrators who had been doing all this to me, Shannon and Heidi, for 2 years, cover up what they had been doing and falsify and try and steal my home. And now you can see from the council's history that none of that's in there. All you have to do is, before, when you press Control F, yeah, before the number 10, you just put a 0 in it. So 01/01/2018, say the claim that I was accused of, whatever. And you can check all the dates, and you can see none of them are in the council history. Yeah, and you can see that where Lemmy falsified all of this paperwork. And he's still allowed to work in Enfield Council, and you won't even arrest him. And I've got this evidence clear here. What is going on? Hello, madam? Hello? She's run and put the phone down.